On the air again. On the air again. Just can't wait to get on the air again. Hi, it's Paul Funk. This is Our Talented Family. Music from the Recital Hall at the School of Music at the University of British Columbia. Where would we be without prepositions? Student Composers Concert again this week. This week featuring Case Van Den Dole, Linda George, Leslie Sutherland, Michael Osterley, Aaron Doyle, Dave Wall, Ari Wise, Ian Crutchley, and John Korsrud. In that order, the first piece by Case Van Den Dole is his Research 190 for G Alto Recorder and Electronics. I mentioned last week that Case likes a pedal tone in some of his material. Last week we heard C for String Quartet, in which someone who usually plays percussion got to hold down a note on the organ through the whole piece. This time, Case does it with the corner of a book on a little portable keyboard and plays Alto Recorder over top of it. Case Van Den Dole, Research 190 for Recorder and Electronics. Thank you. Case Found in Dole's Research 190 for recorder and electronics. I'm sorry, I can't help thinking about that guy on Granville Street that wears the toque and the beard, plays the recorder all the time. Worlds away, I'm sure. Some interesting stuff in there. Circular breathing, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, that's what it sounded like in first of those sections. The first time I heard circular breathing was the saxophone player with the Semantics came to town. He played a long, long, complicated passage, and he just went on and on and on and on and on without apparently stopping for breath, but the trick is to inhale while forcing the air out that's left in your cheeks. Inhale very quickly. Also, bending notes. That's not something that you think of doing on a recorder, guitar maybe, or trombone, but Case managed to do it on the recorder. What was the other thing? Oh yeah, vocalizing, singing right at the end along with the recorder. Not as easy as it sounds. Linda George now in Shades of Autumn for a saxophone quartet. The saxophones are baritone, played by Colin McDonald, tenor by Jason Strain, alto by Bonnie Jean Tsuji, and soprano by David Pei.
Thank you.
Linda George, saxophone quartet Shades of Autumn. Next up is Leslie Sutherland, very talented lady who always manages to put a certain amount of depth and richness and, dare I say it, beauty in all her works. This one is for two flutes, played by Michelle Cherami and Bruce Harding. Bruce Harding on the alto flute, which has the capability of going down lower than the regular flute, about a fifth, down to a G. But the real advantage is that in the lower register there's more power and more depth and richness and, dare I say it, beauty. The three apparitions by Leslie Sutherland for the two flutes are a flash, a glimmer, and a presence.
Thank you.
Three Apparitions by Leslie Sutherland, played by Michelle Charmy on the flute and Bruce Harding on the alto flute. Moving right along, is the expression they use, Michael Osterle, Sept Ans de Bonheur, 7 Years of Happiness, well, possibly, a piece for clarinet and vibraphone played by Maria Cowan and Bill Smitheringale, respectively. The Sept Ans, the 7 years, are in 7 movements, the aria, the tarantella, a lunga, a nocturne, a scherzo, another lunga, and the aria again. Michael Osterle, Sept Ans de Bonheur.
Thank you.
Michael Austell is C'est un de bonheur for clarinet and vibraphone. We'll be back with Aaron Doyle's Primary Colors for Brass Trio in just a moment.
With 0% vacancy, Vancouver is facing a housing crisis. There are no simple solutions, but the fact is that hundreds of tenants, mostly seniors and women and students, are being evicted every month. This year, over 1,000 affordable suites may be lost to demolition, only to be replaced with luxury condos. If you're concerned, call the Tenants' Rights Coalition at 255-3099, the mayor at 873-7621, the city alderman at 873-7273, or write the mayor and city council at 453 West 12th, Vancouver, V5Y1V4. The situation doesn't have to be helpless.
Primary Colors by Aaron Doyle, played by Cameron Hafiz on trumpet, Allison Phillips on the horn, and Andrew Clark on trombone. Next piece in his performance was by Dave Wall, a detail from By Grand Central Station, I Sat Down and Wept. Piece for choir and percussion, Leanne Patnold, soprano, Amy Stevens, alto, Marcel Van Niero, tenor, Andy Hillhouse, bass, with Robin Reed and Mark Sladen on percussion under the conduction of Kevin O'Neill. Thank you. A detail from By Grand Central Station, I Sat Down and Wept by Dave Wall. Ari Wise is next. Piece for violin, clarinet, horn, and piano, prelude and scherzo. Wallace Lung on violin, Susan Elwood on the clarinet, Christine Palmer on horn, and Marie Chan on the piano. Prelude and Scherzo by Ari Wise, played by Wallace Lung on violin, Susan Elwood on clarinet, Christine Palmer on the horn, and Marie Chan on piano. All of which has filled our time rather effectively. My apologies to Ian Crutchley and John Corswed, but rather than cut them off halfway through, I'll save their pieces for another time. Next week, Paul B.A. Steenhuisen's graduate recital. This is, was, will have been, will be, Our Talented Family. Thanks to David Simpson, our engineer, as well as the recording booth technicians, and Catherine Julie Pelletier, Dave Pei, et al. I'll be back next week.